Welcome to the No Nonsense Trivia Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Quizmaster Mark. Lee is out and about in Austin, Texas, with his wonderful girlfriend, Kylie-Anne, taking a much-needed and a much-deserved vacation out there with her. So I'm here sort of alone, I guess, to an extent, as far as trivia masters or quiz masters are concerned. But I am joined by the over-the-top beautiful Fletcher and Kristen, power couple. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you guys doing?
I'm wonderful. How Fantastic. Are you?
Good. I'm doing very well. Thank you very much. I got bit by a dog yesterday.
Oh,
all right.
Which sucked. But other than that, I'm doing fine. I'm doing very well.
Other than the rabies, everything's great.
Yeah. Other than the fact that I can't stop being thirsty, but water also scares me. I'm doing all right. Lee has let me have the reins. I mean, he's the bigger of the two cogs of us. So I'm taking on a little bit and going to try and steer this ship the best I can. And I've got the two of you helping me out. I appreciate it.
We got you.
We're going to go ahead and get into the weekly wrap-up real quick. It's going to be a pretty slim episode, I feel, because we don't have any missed corrections. We don't have any rate my questions, anything like that. It's going to be pretty much full steam ahead. Real quick, going over the weekly wrap-up. On 5-13, we had at 3 Pepper, the good Germans winning by 39 points. Bury Me Brewing on the 15th. We had Dr. Moistensign with 97 mm-hmm. points. That's Max and Lucas and all of them. And then number 3, Peanut the Dog, Alex Jones superfan. I ran the trivia for him last night. I don't know if that's how this is supposed to work or he usually does all this stuff, but I ran it last night and goddamn it, I'm going to tell you that they won with 104 points. Also, my trivia at Nice Guys, the winning team was Cloudy with a Chance of My Balls with 67 points. And Kristen,
yes,
you were there.
I was.
And Kylie-Anne was there.
She was.
And what did you guys have in common?
It's our birthday.
Happy birthday. So you came out there and you had a good old time. And you guys had a super team of everybody that was on the 4-year anniversary team, minus Seth.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then you also had Lee, who's a trivia master.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Or quiz master, at least. Kyle. And it seemed like a rotating group of friends that were there, basically. Yeah.
We had our friend Jill there.
And yes. Yeah, and Jill was there also.
Mm-hmm. They were, Cloudy.
Yeah.
Lots of brains.
Lots of help. And you guys went out there and you crushed it. So what better birthday gift?
Couldn't have had a better one.
Yeah, to go there and crush trivia.
My favorite place.
Yeah.
One trivia. Place,
your favorite people.
Great food.
Your favorite birthday.
My favorite.
I couldn't have planned a better birthday for her.
If you want to play No Nonsense Trivia live this week, you have a few opportunities to do so. You can do Wednesday, May 29th, 2019. He has got the full date there. Mm. Bury Me Brewing at 7 p.m. The final category that night is going to be Commodore 64 games. So that's going to be a tough one. And then afterwards, you can check out Trivia with me at Nice Guys Pizza down right across the street from number 3, which is where he hosts the next night, Thursday. Number 3, Craft Brews and Beer Bar at 7:30.
Beautiful.
And the final category, it's so beautiful. The final category is going to be Spanish language.
Si. Mm.
Yes. You can find out more information about that and all of our live events online at nononsensetrivia.com. All of the No Nonsense events are free to play, and you can win prizes after every round. Join us.
Won't you?
Beautiful. You got that good vibrato. It was very sweet.
That's me.
All right, we're going to take a quick break, and then we are going to come back with round number 1. All right, and we're back, and we're ready for some trivia. Now, we got Fletcher and Kristen. They're going to be independently asking questions.
Yes.
Have you guys ever asked questions before?
We had... we wrote a bonus... Well,
a final
Fletcher
question.
Wrote a final question when we were on here before, but other than that, no.
So this will be interesting. You guys aren't usually trivia quiz masters.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are usually players. So now you guys are going to get your hand at asking some questions.
Yes.
Do either of you want to go first? Ladies first?
All right.
All right.
Let's break into it.
Fletcher, you and me.
We got this.
You can do it, guys. I believe in you. So this, I was kind of hoping to start a little bit easier. How many counties are there in the state of Florida?
That's easier. Oh, boy.
Maybe okay. Just not as difficult as other ones I had.
Great. This is a sign of things to come. I feel absolutely fucked. Well, I definitely can't name them all.
You like, probably could.
Yeah, because you do this for work, right?
I do, yeah.
Somewhere between 30 and 50, I want to say.
For some reason, 67 pops into my head.
Really? That many? I mean, it is a big state.
Every time at work, I come across one, too, and I just like, really? That's a county? Okay.
67.
There's some weird ones, for sure.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I feel like you'd know better than me. 67 sounds better than any. I mean, I'm trying to think of like the breakdowns during whenever there's an election.
Yeah. I know we have 27 electoral votes, but that's based upon our representatives in Congress and not counties.
You want to go with 67?
I got nothing else.
All right, we'll go with 67.
67 is correct.
Holy shit.
Wow, okay.
Wow, okay.
I guess I'm absorbed more at work than I thought it
was. Yeah, that was a good start. Do you want to go second or do you want me to?
Yeah, I'll go second.
All right.
What was the name of Hitler's dog?
Oh, damn it. I feel like I've heard this.
I know I've heard this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know if it might have been on this podcast.
Yeah, I feel like I'm relating it back. Maybe the one time we went to number three or something, too.
The name of Hitler's dog.
Mm-hmm.
I know this. I know that this has been either on this podcast or something. I know I've heard it at a trivia.
Can we suss it?
I think we can probably suss it. So, I remember it. I remember someone giving a clue.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember the clue being something that had to do with, like, white powerishness or something. Fletcher's kind of nodding his head.
Mm-hmm.
So.
There's a connection there.
Aryan? Or, like, something like that? Like, I don't know if it's that on the nose.
Right. I know it too. Is it like a play on his name? Like something like Adolphus or something?
No, I don't think it's that. It's
more simple.
Yeah. God, this is going to kill me. This is totally going to be one of those when I hear it, I'm just like, motherfucker, you gotta be kidding me.
Yeah, this pissed me off.
Blonde. Oh. Fletcher's eyes just got big as saucers.
Is it Blondie?
See, it's got to be something like that. Do you want to go with Blondie?
I guess we can go with Blondie.
I mean, what else would it be? Blondo? Blonde? Yeah, well, I guess we'll go with Blondie. Yeah.
Final guess?
Yeah.
Blondie.
Yes!
What? Holy shit, yes!
Oh, Christ almighty.
We're on. We got this.
Whew, that was a really good question. It's one of those where, you know, you like to think that every time you have a question asked and you hear the answer and it's interesting, you're going to remember it forever.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And like Leah and I have talked about before, like even when you look them up and you're writing them, give it like 3 or 4 months and it can be as good as gone. You know what I mean?
Especially for you guys, too, I'm sure.
Yeah, when you're just dealing with such, I mean, like, with, especially with Lee and Kyle and what they do, where they just, like, mass dump questions. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, like, it's just ridiculous.
Episode, he said, like, 300 questions in a week? It's like...
Yeah.
Madness.
It's insane. All right, here is your guys' first question. Perito Moreno, which is the only glacier that has been gaining size, can be found in Patagonia's Los Glaciares National Park in what country?
Patagonia is South America? So there's Chile on the coast there. What's the one next to Chile?
Oh, this is where our abhorrent geography knowledge comes mm-hmm. into play.
Where's Argentina?
I want to say Argentina's close to Chile.
Yeah, I do too, but I don't think I remember anything about glaciers in Argentina. At least not from that one time I saw Evita.
There's a lot of glacier talking in Evita.
True. What else is down there? You got anything?
I got nothing.
I got nothing better than Argentina.
You want to go with Argentina?
Not really, but I can't think of anything else.
Argentina's correct.
All what? Right.
Fantastic job. Wow. Wait, talk about sussing, man. Like, wow. This is unreal.
I am
These are all questions that
awe.
I thought no one was going to get at all when they were first asked. All right, Kristen. It is time for your second question.
All right, my second question. How many pigs were used to film the movie Babe? Just I kind of got onto
you
a numbers
pig. Of things, yeah.
Just in the filming, not how many were made used for breakfast.
Ooh.
Fletcher, I was wondering, did you know the age of Chewbacca? That question that was on the episode with Seth and Dallas.
I had a rough idea. I knew it was around 200.
Because I figured it had to be a round number. I know we used to talk about on Juan's trivia. Mm-hmm. Whenever he'd ask a question about how old a movie was, we'd be like, it's probably the anniversary. So it's probably a number ending in 5 or 0, something like
mm-hmm.
that.
Mm-hmm.
So usually when questions like this are asked, I always think it's got to be like a round number. But I have a feeling you're just fucking off the deep end tonight. I have a feeling you're just going crazy. How many pigs? Well, I feel like it's going to be some crazy amount or, like, just one.
Yeah, it's... There's no middle ground there. It's got to be, yeah.
Or, like, maybe on the lower end. Like, 1 to 3, or it's got to be, like, fucking 20. You know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm.
just get every fucking pig in Wyoming or something.
And especially if it was a young pig.
Yeah.
Depending on how long they were filming and...
If it was a babe.
If it was growing, they'd, you know, want to keep subbing in new small pigs.
Yeah. I wonder how fast pigs grow.
Yeah.
I think you're getting to the right track with that thought.
How long does it take to do a movie?
Months?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
I want to say 12. It seems like
fuck it. Yeah, we'll go with 12.
12. The correct answer
12 angry pigs.
12 angry pigs.
Is 48.
Jesus.
Okay.
You were on the right track with pigs age pretty quickly, and, you know, it took a while to film, so they were constantly bringing different pigs in.
Jesus.
And they used 48 pigs.
How funny would it be if it was 67? And you were just on the 67
kid. Answered every question.
Not only do am I into numbers, I am into this one specific fucking number forever.
I love this number.
Every time it's like, you don't dare. It's like, what year? It's like, can't be 1967. And it is. All right, Fletcher.
All right. What temperature would a sidewalk need to be to actually cook an egg?
This is one of those other things that I know I've seen at some point.
Right.
Like when it gets really hot in Florida.
And I've seen things like probably in Arizona or something where they've thrown an egg on a sidewalk and seen how long they could cook it. So it can't be astronomical. It's got to be 100 to 120.
Again, see, I'm thinking round numbers. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because I feel... Y'all are crazy. Y'all are crazy trivia quiz masters. If it's some arbitrary number, it's going to be, like, insane. Is it at least, like, a round number? Or is it a point something?
It's a whole number.
Okay. All right.
Whole number.
Okay. That's all we can wish to ask for, I think, as far as, you know, a clue is concerned.
I mean, what are, like, some record-breaking temperatures? Like, Texas, Arizona?
Like, yeah, I mean, like, 112, 115. Mm-hmm. I can't remember. The hottest temperature on record is in California, in the desert. But there ain't no sidewalks out there.
Just sidewalk through the middle of the desert.
Someone just put a slab of concrete. Well... We're 98.6. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So judging from there, how much hotter would it need to be? Someone just puts an egg on your arm, you're fucked. So 108, 10 degrees, that's not going to do much, I don't think.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, do you just want to guess like 120? Because I feel like that's doable.
Do you want a hint? A clue?
Sure.
It's not a temperature that would... Be realistic to happen.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Okay. There goes that.
That's a, then yeah. Bye.
Okay.
I mean, I think we just need to kind of come up with a whole number and just kind of go with it.
I mean, boiling point is what, 212?
I think so.
Fahrenheit. Yeah.
Yeah. It doesn't need high. To be boiling.
So.
I mean, it could be a slow. It could be a slow, slow burn. We're going to cook this egg on the sidewalk. It's just going to take about 5 hours.
Yes.
Right.
Come
back later for your one egg.
With gravel in it.
Can I help you if you want to?
I have to go to another slab. You just want to say like 150?
150. I don't know. I feel like 150 might be too low then. I was thinking maybe like 180.
Okay. Let's go with 180.
158 degrees.
Oh. Damn. I thought about splitting the difference. As soon as I said, let's go with 180, I was going to be like, you know what? We should have like found the middle ground because usually that works out. But it seems like even then, it was just 8 degrees over me. Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay, that's really interesting.
Indeed. Here's your second question. What retired American actor, director, producer, and businessman is the founder of the Sundance Film Festival?
Why did I immediately think of Robert Redford?
That's exactly what came to my mind.
He retired.
He just retired.
After Endgame.
Yeah, Endgame was his last.
Spoiler alert.
What was he in Endgame?
Pierce, I think. The same character he played in Civil War.
Mm-hmm. Duh. Hi.
Or was that Winter Soldier? It was one of those.
Yeah. Completely.
Yeah, sure. I really want to say it's Robert Redford.
I mean, same thing that jumped to both of our minds.
Let's do that. Robert Redford final.
You're correct.
All right.
Robert Redford, which I did not know. So there. Yeah, third question.
Okay.
K-Money.
Here I am.
Here you go. K-Nasty.
K-Dizzle.
K-Nasty if you're nasty.
K-Nasty if you're nasty. That's me. That's my slogan. I always get so pissed when I, like, try to create a new name and K-Nasty is taken. I'm like, what?
There are so many Ks.
There are.
You got to go with something like Chris Nasty.
Chris Nasty. Yes.
Because you can cut out all those Calebs with a K and, you know, Christinas with a K.
Or yeah. Kale.
Or Kale.
Kale Nasty.
Kale is nasty.
Yes.
Kale chips. You can just keep those.
But if you're naming your kid Kale, then... You're nasty.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
Half the listener base has kids named Kale.
Sorry, guys. Okay. This one's for you, Mark.
Okay.
What is Maine's official state insect?
I do not know this at all. Official state insect.
I didn't know there were official state insects.
Neither did I.
I didn't know that either.
I guess if you think about it, you've got to have like an official everything. Song, motto, insect, fucking beaver. Like, you know, why not?
Yeah.
Everybody wants a piece of the pie.
Everyone's got to have an official beaver.
Official beaver. Florida's is the eager.
The eager beaver. The car wash.
And chainsaw.
An insect in Maine.
Are there insects in Maine? I've never been.
Yeah, okay. I'm sure. I mean, there's a lot of woods. I kind of want to think, is it a very specific insect? Are you okay with something kind of general, or do you want like a very specific thing?
I would be okay with general, but it is a like subspecies. I don't know if that would end up being a miscorrection.
It's like the reticulated termite or something.
Well, I'm thinking like a beetle.
Okay.
A lot of woods. Beetles love woods. Yeah. Beetles love wood.
And I can't imagine any state taking any like actual pest insect as like, an official like. Like, Florida would never accept the love bug, like...
or the mosquito.
Yeah.
Even like, though the mosquito is definitely it.
The official insect of Africa.
It's also the official bird of Florida, for that matter.
It's like, here's this thing that wiped out half of our population.
We love it.
The carrier of encephalitis. Welcome to Florida, land of the mosquito. Yeah, I mean... I wonder if Joey and Tim know this. I feel like beetle is a very good generalization.
It seems too general, but should it say? Yeah.
We're going to go with beetle.
The correct answer is our sweet little honeybee.
Honeybee. Oh. That's very cute.
I thought that was adorable.
That is. Huh. I wonder if Maine's got like a big honey thing going on. Maybe it does. And I have no clue.
Good for them.
Huh.
Look it up in a couple months.
I will. Fletcher?
Mark. Boanthropy is a psychological disorder in which the afflicted believes themselves to be what? Boanthropy.
Boanthropy.
Can you spell it?
Boanthropy.
A person believes they are...
They are this thing.
They are this thing. Okay.
Jesus. Boanthropy. So, Boanthropy. See, I keep thinking of all these things. I was like, oh, like botany. Nope. The lizards are screwed up. Then I was like, bona fide. And I was like, nope. Still fucked up.
People think they're boas.
I think I'm a feather boa.
They try to wrap themselves around people. Oh, you're thinking of the... Oh, no. Okay.
And do you have any guesses?
No. I feel like it's got to be something common. Maybe not common, but...
Well, you know, and this is one of those tricky things where it's like, okay, are they a thing or are they a state of thing?
Hmm.
This is kind of like the question I asked about blue laws. Are crimes committed when?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like when you're peeing or on
when you're on weekends. Drugs.
You know, it's like it's such an open-ended.
Okay.
No, I mean, I'm not mm-hmm. shitting on you. I mean, if you want to give us a clue, we'll take it. But I'm just saying,
if you guys are asking for one,
clue me, please.
Ooh. Right here in front of me.
Look away.
This is where you want to turn down the volume. It's an animal.
Okay.
I mean, I'm going to say cow. I'm thinking bovine.
Okay.
And I don't think I can be swayed very much. I mean, I know it's B-O-A-N. Bone. Mm-hmm.
Bovine.
I'm just seeing B-O and I'm thinking cow.
I like it.
Do you want to suss further or...
I can't really think of what else it can be. I mean, bovine, B-O. I mean, because we could be thinking B-O-A-N when, it could just be B-O.
Yeah, bone.
Bovine sounds good. I feel comfortable.
Bovine is correct.
Yes.
They will nice. Go Got out it. Into fields like on all fours and like graze and.
Hmm. Huh. Okie dokie.
That is insane. I've seen some of those things where people dress up like cows, or no, horses, and will let people like ride them, like on carts behind them. Okay. Like, like pony play.
Outside of the furry community.
It's probably runs adjacent. Like it's pretty parallel with. Yeah. So I've been going through this this trivia calendar, and then I remembered I have Lee's trivia questions from last night.
Yeah, we didn't weren't there.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
So fuck that. I'm going to start going with these. Let's go with a hard one. the U.S. invasion of Panama in 1989 and 1990 was known as Operation What?
What were the years again?
1989 and 1990. Panama. Boom, 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 boom. Panama. Oh, 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 oh. We both did it. That's good.
Panama.
Which was like, but really?
Oh, I see what you're doing.
I just don't like it.
Oh, it's funny. I ain't laughing, but it's funny.
Oof.
Wow. Operation what?
Operation.
I'll give you a clue that it's two words. Beaver.
No.
Two words. Okay.
I'll give, do you want more of a clue than that? Because I know this is a tough one. No one got it right last night.
Was it the final question or was
no.
it? No.
Okay.
Two funny things about this question. One is that the because in his spreadsheet the category will
I have pop in the attic.
It'll pop up automatically. Pop up automatically. Sounds like a Greek last name.
Popopotamus.
My name is Gene. Pop up automatically. And it came up as video games.
Video games.
Video games. Yeah.
So is that an anomaly or is that a clue?
I don't know. It might have just been a keystroke error.
Two words, video games, 80s.
I wouldn't say the... I don't think the video games thing is a help.
Is
okay.
I mean, I could see it sharing a name. And that's why.
Maybe. Maybe I was wrong all along.
The first thing that popped in my mind, if anything tangential, the video games, 80s, two words, is Double Dragon, but...
Operation Double Dragon.
It sounds like it's something late 80s. Reagan's in the White House. No. No. Herbert Walker was in by then. Yeah, 88. That's all I got.
Double Dragon. I mean, it sounds cool.
Which is really what they go for. Operation Enduring Freedom. Double Dragon.
Desert Storm. Sandstorm.
Sandstorm.
Was Darude around by that? I don't think so.
No.
The correct answer is Just Cause.
Just
Cause. Operation Just Cause.
Okay. That's much less exciting than our guess. Okay.
That's a lot more cocky.
There's
like, we can do this.
That's
right.
That is an action video game series. Set.
Is it really?
It is. Just Cause set. I haven't played them, but I know it's supposed to be some like Central American or South American country. Watch be Panama.
Wow.
Or based
That's
on Panama.
Crazy.
Lee, I apologize. I thought that was just a keystroke error, but it looks like I'm just a dum-dum.
We doubted you, Lee, and this is where we fall.
Indeed. Indeed.
Hey, we pay the price.
And we fall at the perfect time, which is the end of the first round. We have done three questions each. Am I correct?
Yes.
Fantastic. So now we're going to take a break. We're going to come back with the second round and more trivia.
Ooh.
And we're back with our second round. Fletcher, do you want to go ahead and start this second round with a little bit of interview?
Yeah, I can do that. I can do that. Pope Urban VII was the shortest serving pope in history. How long was he pope?
Did he pull a William Henry Harrison? 30 days and peace out?
It might be shorter than that. I don't know why I'm thinking it's like a day. See, I think in such extremes. When I hear questions like this, I'm like, it's got to be, or it's got to be like, and in shortest, it's got to be something ridiculous, I think.
I mean, usually popes are pretty old.
Right.
I wouldn't be surprised if it was very short.
Well, how long was Ratzinger pope, the one that retired? He was only pope for a couple of years, wasn't he?
I don't remember.
That was a number of years.
When was this, or would that be a clue?
I don't know offhand.
Well, I can't look it up. Because, you know. I mean, guy gets fucking made into pope and he's just like, fuck this. Like, maybe a week? Mm-hmm. Give him a week.
Just getting his bearings.
Just like, just getting hammered with fucking questions and having to make all these, like, important decisions and just being like, fuck this.
1590.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay. People were dying of all kinds of crazy shit back in 1590.
This is post-plague, right?
Don't talk to me about history. Because I don't know.
If we're talking 1590, it couldn't have been long. I mean, the life expectancy.
Yeah, I just have a feeling there's a story here. Because he may have been killed.
Ooh.
You know, like, we can't assume that he just died. Like,
political intrigue?
Well, yeah, I mean,
people just die all the time.
Even with inside the papacy, like, someone just might have murked him because they didn't like the way he was doing shit. Like, he was going to be like, let people jack off. And someone was like, blah, blah. I don't think so.
He actually tried to ban smoking.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that'll get you killed.
World's first known public smoking ban.
Wow.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
That's, I like, interesting. This guy.
Bring him back.
Yeah.
I don't know, KDOT. What do you think?
I kind of like your idea of it just being a day. Maybe he was elected. He was real sick.
So when we find out he tried to ban smoking, do you think that includes, like, before he was pope?
I mean, could it have been one of the things he was going off of?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, because I'm glad we're both on the same page, because if we were thinking that for him to have been trying to ban smoking, he would probably have to be around longer than a day. But if we're going for, like, when he was a cardinal and shit too, then it could still be a day.
Mm-hmm.
You want to go a day? 3 days? 5 days? A week?
3 days? Split the difference between a day and a week? I don't know. But I agree, it's got to be somewhere within those lines.
Fletcher. Okay. You guys and your numbers. God damn.
It's not like it was an intentional thing.
Yeah, well, I don't know. A little corroboration.
There was no collusion.
What do you think?
Let's say a week.
From a day to a week to 3 days back to a week.
I keep bouncing back and forth. But a week, I mean, he gets in, he gets settled, he's happy, he's excited. Tries to ban smoking, like, slips in the wrong alley, drinks the wrong water.
Let's go with 3 days.
Okay.
It's going to be a day. We're going to go with 3 days.
12 days.
12 days. Okay.
He died of malaria.
He didn't get murked.
Nope.
He got that malaria. That's a bummer. Yeah. Did they know he had it before he became pope?
Nothing said about that.
Huh. That would have been
weird. Didn't give him the old papal malaria test.
I guess they didn't have those freely available in 1590.
You never know.
All right. Here is your guys' next question. Using a classifier hand shape in American Sign Language, how many fingers, including the thumb, are typically extended to indicate cars, trucks, motorcycles, boats, and submarines?
I don't know what to do with my hands.
Are you high? I look down and you're just looking at your palms like, what am I? What have I done? I was shocked at how many people got this.
Really?
Shocked.
This is used to when you...
When
you're signing them.
Well, so you use two fingers for walking. Yeah, I'm just sitting here, like, staring at my hands, botching ASL.
Like, literally nothing about sign language.
Yeah, I don't know much. Half of the stuff I feel I know is bullshit.
All I know what I mean? All I know is that one, like, what was it, like an anti, was it Mormon, like anti-masturbation video, and they redubbed it with Into Club.
Yes.
It's like, it's amazing. That's all I know.
I know one is M and one is N.
Mm-hmm. I got nothing. I'm four?
Sure.
It's got to be more than two, I think.
Less than 10.
Surely.
Or up to 10, I suppose.
Kristen's still so fascinated with her fingers. She's like, this is the church and here is the steeple. Open it up and here are the people.
She's watching to see if they fing.
Yes.
So what's your answer?
Four sounds as good to me as anything else.
Four?
Yeah.
The correct answer is three.
Oh, dang it.
Never forget this. It.
I believe. The woman was trying to explain there was a woman there because, you know, they pick whatever categories they want or whatever. Mm-hmm. And the woman was like, yeah, it looks like a car. I was like, in what world does that look like a car?
So the hand in this, it looks like scissors from Rock, Paper, Scissors, but with kind of a thumbs up.
Yep. So it's like if you give a thumbs up and then you put your index finger and your middle finger out like scissors, like deuces, that's apparently an automobile.
Thumbs up, deuces. Like, it's good. I'm leaving. It's a car. That's why I'm going.
Deuces, and I don't have to walk, so thumbs up.
All right.
Yes.
All right.
Interesting.
Kristen, your second or your first question for the second round.
All right. First question, second round. I have to say I really struggled with trying to come up with almost personalized questions for each of you. Okay. And I really wanted to get a Star Wars question. And everything I was thinking of was, no, that's too easy. No, Fletcher's going to know that. Mm-hmm. So that is kind of my worry here.
Okay.
I was trying to look up some interesting Star Wars trivia, and one of it was like, you're not a real Star Wars fan if you don't know this.
Ooh.
And I was like, oh, let me go through it. And one of them was like, what's the name of Han's ship? And I was like, all right, well, this is just a waste of my time.
Jesus Christ.
Okay. I've got better things to look
you
at.
You haven't been awake in the last 40 years if you don't know this.
Right. So within the Star Wars universe, what does C-3PO say the odds are of successfully navigating an asteroid field?
This is like jerk off stuff for Fletcher. He loves this. Get in there deep, Fletcher. I am no help whatsoever here. See, by the
important
way.
Thing isn't him saying what the odds are. It's Han saying, "Don't tell me what the odds are." Mm-hmm. Which is why I never listened to. But 3PO said the odds are because Han's response is too cool.
I told you it was jerk off stuff.
Yeah.
Masturbation fuel.
I'm really happy that it wasn't an immediate answer.
Yeah. Is it 100,000 to 1?
It's a little high.
That's a little high.
And when I say little, I mean that's very high.
Very high. 10,000 to 1?
That was going to be my guess.
10,000 to 1.
The correct answer, C-3PO says it's 3,720 to 1.
Okay. Again with the numbers.
Seriously. Go, look through the rest of your questions. Are all of them number answers?
There's one more.
Okay. I mean, that's fine. Hey, look, everybody's got a thing.
Yeah, I guess that's mine. Didn't realize that till just now.
There you go. Fletcher, you're next up. I know you're still drooling over the Star Wars. But
no, that's just water stuck in my beard.
Wipe that beautiful mouth. I'm so sorry.
He said my mouth is beautiful.
BB is so beautiful.
He told me my mouth is pretty.
Plumbing derives its name from the Latin word for what element?
Ooh, I like this.
The Latin word for what element? Well,
shit.
Pick the wrong day to stop sniffing glue.
Pick the wrong day.
So, all right. Vitamins. Plumbing. What element? So there's a couple of different ways we can look at this.
Mm-hmm.
So when you think of plumbing, it's water.
Right.
And the pipes that the water is going through. Those are the two main things. So it could be, I mean, I don't think it would be hydrogen or oxygen, because one without the other, you don't have water.
Right.
So we could think about like what they probably, what the water went through back when plumbing was a thing.
Plumbing still is a thing.
Yeah, I mean, when it became a thing.
Like copper?
Copper, you know, some kind of metal. Copper is good, because copper pipes are like such a thing.
Mm-hmm.
What is the copper? Isn't copper's thing on the periodic table something with it, like PB?
Yes.
Is it PB? Because if so, then that's definitely got to be our answer.
Oh, that makes sense.
I'm trying not to look. I have a feeling Fletcher doesn't have a good poker face, so I'm trying not to look at him to glean answers.
Mm-hmm.
As he moves his face over in a frame.
I'm just admiring your kitchen.
Thank you.
So beautiful.
All those beautiful flowers that you got for your birthday. Pretty good poker face.
Yeah.
I bought some of those.
Yeah, you did. You're a good man.
I think I'm putting on a pretty good poker face.
Okay.
If you're thinking copper, PB.
I can't remember if PB is copper. I don't even know if copper is on the periodic table, to be honest.
I really hope so.
PB might be tin. Or is TN? Oh, man. The part of Lee Bretschneider is played by Mark Davis. Like, I have no fucking clue.
I was going to say, did he memorize it and he's like yelling at us right now?
Probably. Let's go with copper.
Okay.
We're going to go with copper.
The correct answer is lead.
Lead! Is lead PB?
Of course.
I bet you it fucking is. And lead, I'm going to be pipes. So fucking pissed.
Yeah, the Romans made their plumbing out of lead.
And you pipes. Know, yeah. It's funny because when we were first talking, I was like, oh, what they're made out of. And you said copper. I was thinking lead.
PB.
Damn it. All right.
Motherfuck. If only I knew my fucking periodic table better. I just need to come up with a song or something.
It's going to be a very long song.
That's something, it. Something, something dead. Something, something. PB is lead. Like,
I mean, it would have to be a song for a mnemonic like that.
All right. Here is your next question. What 1967 novel is generally considered to be a masterpiece work of Colombian author Gabriel Garcia Marquez?
Oh my God, I know it's in there.
It better be, because it's not in here.
No, I know it. It's...
Go down in the dark place.
Fletcher is zero help.
You got nothing?
His chances of knowing it are 3,027 to 1, or whatever it was.
Don't tell me the odds.
I could almost see him getting something like this.
It seems like the sort of off-the-wall thing that I'd have buried back there somewhere.
It right. is a novel I want to say both of you have heard of before. I don't mm-hmm. quote me on
I
it.
Wouldn't be surprised if it was.
I know. I can, like, picture it.
Colombian author? 1967. Mm-hmm.
Gabriel Garcia Marquez. Mentioned in the song My Baby Loves a Bunch of Authors by Moxie Fruvis, who I talked about on a podcast with Mike Canary, who is a huge Moxie Fruvis fan.
I recall that. Mm. I still don't know that I've heard Moxie Fruvis.
Yeah, they're silly. They're silly, but they're good. A lot of vocal stuff.
I'll have to check them out.
All right, guys, what do you think?
Yeah, I don't want to keep wasting time. It's there, and I'm going to be so mad when I hear it.
I'm going to say The Most Dangerous Game, because I got nothing else.
The correct answer is 100 Years of Solitude.
Yes, 100 Years of Solitude. Oh, God.
Okay, I've heard, yeah, definitely heard of that.
Yep.
Yes, sir. Someone wrote down Love in the Time of Cholera, which is also by Gabriel Garcia Marquez, but it wasn't published until 1985. So, good guess, and another great book I've heard. I'm too ADD to read, or I fall asleep. I get too comfy, and I just, like, pass out.
Right.
I'm trying to do books on tape, like that kind of thing.
How's that going?
I've read two books through it, or I've listened to two books through it, and it worked really well.
Awesome.
It's like listening to a podcast, but the thing is, I have so many podcasts I want to listen to. I've been trying to get through all of the episodes of Hollywood Handbook, and I'm, like, still in, like, 2016, 2017. So, like, it's just, I've got so much there, you know, that I know listening to both 100 Years of Solitude and Love in the Time of Cholera is probably way worth more worth listening to, but I just can't help myself, you know.
And you and Fletcher have that in common too. You're both like completionists.
Yeah.
So
yeah, anytime there's a podcast I'm interested in, I have to start from the beginning, and it gets me into a lot of trouble. It's the reason I never started Doctor Who.
Oh,
people
yeah.
are like, well, you don't have to watch the whole thing. I'm like, you don't understand. I have to watch the whole fucking thing.
That's always something I struggled with when I started watching it from the beginning of the reboot.
Okay, yeah, see, and I mean, like, that I can understand from the beginning of the reboot.
But. Pretty hard line. It's still very referential to itself from before that, but no way necessary.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, Mrs. Kristen, time for your second question.
Okay.
Or third question.
Second.
Second question of the second round?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
The penultimate question of the penultimate round.
That's the one.
Oh, yeah. What actor was originally offered the role of Sanka in Cool Runnings, but turned it down because it wasn't enough money?
She's asking questions about fucking Cool Runnings.
It's her favorite movie.
Cool
she loves
Runnings
it.
Is my favorite fucking movie of all time, and I swear to God, if Lee reviews it and gives it a 1.5-star review,
you're done.
I'm going to burn this podcast down like the Sept of Baylor.
I'm going to be in witness protection. Gonna be Mr. Thompson and Tara Lake.
What actress?
What actor?
Actor. Sanka. So, see, it's been so long since I've seen it.
So Sanka's the one with the egg.
Okay.
Who's?
He's more the comic relief.
Well, look.
Besides John Candy, who's in Cool Runnings?
I have no idea.
The one guy from the Madonna video is in it. I know that.
Oh my God.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. So Cool Runnings is almost already.
I just heard a splash on the ground.
It's already my favorite movie. And I remember, I was very high. And my beautiful friend Simone was like, oh, yeah, like he's in the Like a Prayer video. And I'm like, no, he's not. And I watched it and I'm just
is
watching it.
Is he the
it.
Black Jesus?
Yeah.
Oh, holy
I watched
shit.
It and I was bawling the entire time.
That is amazing. That is the best story I've heard in a long time.
It's so good.
Was Dougie Doug in Cool Runnings?
That sounds right. He sounds like he'd be the other biggest actor. I don't remember anybody really big being in it. So I'm figuring that this has got to be... I mean,
it's someone notable.
When did this
it's
movie come out? 1990?
93.
Dave Chappelle.
I was just going to say Dave Chappelle.
Really?
I mean, because when was Robin Hood Men in Tights? That was around
oh,
the same
that
time.
Was probably Early around 90s. The same time too.
Yeah,
it wouldn't be such a huge part.
No,
I mean it's got to be him or someone bigger. You know what I mean? It's got to be him or it's got to be like fucking, you know, like Eddie Murphy. Who calls him Ed Murphy?
Edward Murphy.
Well, we both fought Dave Chappelle.
Yeah,
and we both like Dave Chappelle.
True,
and she knows it.
True,
and it's a funny role.
Yeah.
And I could see him doing it.
I couldn't see Denzel there.
Especially how in Half-Baked, right near the beach. Boy. Do you want to go with him?
A referential back to it. Yeah, I can go
with
Dave
Chappelle.
This hurts because the correct answer is Eddie
Murphy. Ed Murphy.
No! He was like, nah, I'm on that Beverly Hills Cop money.
Oh, my
Not
God.
Not good enough.
Oh, God, it hurts so bad.
When you said it, I was like, oh, they're getting it. And it's like, Murphy. Let's go with Dave Chappelle. Yeah.
That actually makes me think of Ghostbusters. Winston was actually written for Ed Murphy.
I'm excusing.
I just said Ed Murphy.
I'm going to call him Ed Murphy.
I didn't realize I just did that.
Oh, that's Ed.
That was written for Eddie Murphy, and Rick Moranis' role was written for John Candy.
Wow, I had no idea.
Right,
about that.
I knew about that.
I could see Winston being written for Ed Murphy.
Yeah, Ed Murphy.
But Jonathan Candy.
Jonathan Candy. Yeah, absolutely.
I was
none of the schedules could work out.
Yeah, I was reading a bit about it, and there are four picks for the main characters in Cool Runnings are Denzel Washington.
I said Denzel.
Eddie Murphy, Wesley Snipes, and Marlon Wayans.
Oh my God.
And they ended up getting the fucking most B-list black people on the face of the planet.
Yes. Their fifth pick that they really wanted was John Candy.
Okay.
And that's the one
they got him.
Okay. I can't imagine what kind of weird ass movie it would have been. God.
Can you imagine how much bigger? I mean, that movie was already big.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine how much bigger it would have been with that fucking cast? Like Marlon Wayans, that was right around the time of In Living Color.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You have Wesley Wayans Snipes right around the time of Blade, right?
Just before Blade. A few years before Blade.
No, that was years
Or he was doing White Man Can't Jump.
White Man Can't Jump, yeah.
Yeah.
Witness Passenger 57?
I don't know.
I think that's a little bit later.
Yeah.
Maybe
then you've
late
got
90s,
fucking
yeah.
Ed Murphy.
And Denzel fucking Washington, like around the time of... What was that war movie? Glory?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Glory
like,
was
I'm just thinking
89.
Like early 80s, mm-hmm. 90s,
yeah.
something like that.
Yeah.
Jesus
yeah.
Christ, man.
And it's funny because I said, you know, I couldn't see, you know, a serious actor like Denzel in a comedy like that, but I guess around that time, yeah.
Can we start a petition to get this movie remade with that cast?
And John Candy skeleton.
And Rick Moranis.
Rick Moranis.
Oh, my God.
Backing him up again.
Can you imagine Rick Moranis telling Denzel Washington what to do?
Oh, and Ed Murphy.
and Ed Murphy.
You're trying to tell me what to do. All right. Fletcher, it's time for your second question.
Third
question. Jesus, I'm all fucked up.
You want a number question?
No. Please, no.
Who composed the Windows 95 startup sound?
Well, it's funny because that theme always reminds me of Cars. Here in my car.
Oh, yeah.
So wouldn't it be funny if it was that guy? I can't even remember his name, though. Like, who
did Cars?
Gary Newman.
Yep.
I mean, you only know that because of Mighty Boosh.
It's not the only reason I know it, but it's one of them.
Tried to call you. You just know it because of Mighty Boosh.
I mean, it's not a bad reason.
No. I mean,
part of me almost wants to say John Williams.
Wouldn't that be fucking weird?
That'd be really weird.
Who was the other guy that was doing a bunch of compositions back then? He worked with Metallica on, he was like working with, Michael Kamen. He was working with Metallica and Aerosmith and all those bands. Like anytime a rock band wanted a string section, he was like the guy. I mean, John Williams is a really over the top guess, but maybe it's a good guess. The only other thing I can think of is something like weird, like fucking Bill Gates.
Right.
You know what I mean? Where he's like, fuck it, I'm going to write it. Dee-doo-doo-doo. You're done. Is that even the right song?
I think so.
Dun dun. No.
Something like that.
What do you think, K-Dot?
Yeah, K-Crisp. I think John Williams might be too out there. I think it's something more like they weren't even trying and they came up with something.
I don't know if Michael Kamen is so like not well known that he wouldn't be it. But he's definitely a composer. Oh, maybe it's Hans Zimmer. That's weird.
Maybe saying composer, putting in the wrong area.
Okay.
So someone who's
yep.
like a
okay.
classic composer.
Not someone who's a classic composer.
No.
Okay, so let me see if I can play this.
Does it say who the composer is there?
No. Oh, I didn't think about that.
Yeah, don't watch out.
I can do that.
Composed by... Oh, that's it?
Yeah.
Fuck, man. I have no fucking clue. With fucking Danger Mouse?
That's like, very pretty.
It's like early onset electronica.
You're on the right track there.
Early. Okay,
Moby? I mean, he does electronic
music. I feel
music.
Like that's something he would make sure everyone knows.
God, he's a piece of shit.
Yeah.
All that stuff coming out about him and Natalie Portman.
So gross.
I hadn't even heard about that.
It's gross.
I don't think I want to.
Mm. Yeah.
I'll just say I think it was really interesting. I posted a tweet. I don't know if you saw it about... There's an episode of Heavyweight. The first episode that got me hooked on it.
Mm-hmm.
Which is all about how he got the CDs for Sounds of the South from a friend of his. Made play, got huge, and never gave the CDs back. Never gave the guy any thanks. Just like started sampling the fucking CD, got huge, and was like, deuces. And this episode is him like trying to get the CDs back, and Moby still doesn't give them to him. He's like, they're in a storage shed. It's like, you're fucking Moby. Like, buy the guy some CDs.
Right.
Yeah.
You know? And then 3 days later, Moby sent him a letter saying, I don't think I ever thanked you. It's like, motherfucker, you know you never thanked me.
Right.
And now all this gross shit about him and Natalie Portman. What a fucking gross ass.
Yeah.
All right, well, it's not Moby.
Okay. I mean...
Really electronica.
Maybe, that's probably... It's probably weird, but maybe, No, it can't be. Never mind. I was gonna say, Trent Reznor.
Is it too early for Daft Punk? Is that...
It's getting too late for us to choose. We should probably just pick something. You want to go with Daft Punk?
Yeah, sure.
We're going to go with Daft Punk.
Brian Eno.
Brian Eno. Early onset electronica. Okay. Absolutely. Good clue. Man, nice. Brian Eno. That's crazy. Married to... I keep thinking that he was married to Laurie Anderson, but he wasn't. Lou Reed was. Lewis Reed.
Oh, yeah.
All right, here is your last question for this round from me.
Doesn't Christian Slaw? Yeah, good.
The Monday night wrestling program Raw by WWE originally competed with what other Monday night wrestling program produced by the now defunct WCW?
Hmm.
I got absolutely nothing.
You know, a lot of nerds are into wrestling, but you and I are completely over that. Not even when you were a kid?
No.
Like, when I was a kid, I wanted to be a professional wrestler.
I remember, like, the big hype and everything, like, the segue with, like, comic book culture and, you know, characters, you know, these colorful, bombastic characters, and it's like, okay, but I just never saw...
Just never I'm glad they finally owned up to it being not real and it being, like, dude soap opera.
I mean, that whole mentality, because the term kayfabe, like, refers to, like, the denial of reality of, you know, knowing that it's fake but accepting that it's not in some way. It's really interesting. But
yeah. So what show competed against Monday Night Raw?
Do I age myself if I don't really remember WCW?
I remember hearing about WCW.
I remember WCW very clearly. Because, like I said, I was into wrestling when I was a kid. But WCW was like those guys staying in. But then, like, much to my surprise, later on, I was like, oh, WCW is now big. Like, Hulk Hogan went to WCW and, like... It, all of a sudden it was like, oh, holy shit, I turned around for like 3 years and now all of a sudden WCW is huge. And then it went kaput. Then WWF at the time turned into WWE and blew the fuck up.
Wrestling pandas and such.
Indeed.
I wonder if Cherie would know this. Our old neighbor, not mine and Fletcher, our, but my old neighbor when I was little, Cherie, she loved wrestling.
I'm sure she would have.
She probably would definitely know this.
I can almost guarantee you guys have heard this name before.
I'm sure I have. So WWF was Raw.
Monday Night Raw.
WWE
Entertainment.
Entertainment.
Entertain that taint. Press that button.
WCW Monday Night Fun Wrestle Off.
Does that sound good to you?
No, but let's go with it.
The correct answer is Monday Nitro.
Monday Nitro.
Nitro.
Okay. Nitro sounds familiar.
Indeed. All right, Kristen, it's time for your last question of this, the second round of trivia.
All righty. So I apologize for all the numbers questions.
It's okay.
Does anyone like monster trucks?
They're okay. I know the Gravedigger.
Okay. Bigfoot.
I know Bigfoot.
And that's it.
How many versions of Gravedigger are currently being driven?
So there's multiple instances of Gravedigger?
Yeah, the point is so that they can do more shows, make more appearances.
It's like how there's every mall in America has its own Santa. Every monster truck rally gets its own Gravedigger.
How many white trash states are there? 15?
Well, there's Alabama.
Alabama. Florida,
Georgia.
Georgia. South Carolina.
South Carolina. Missouri.
Missouri.
Have you ever been to a monster truck show?
I haven't. A couple of friends of mine in Georgia actually started going to them all the time. There was a band called We Versus the Shark that played a number of times, I believe, with the Anchorite 4 band that I was in. Mm-hmm. And they all went on to do other bands and stuff. But one of the guys who was in that band started buying 20 or 30 tickets for monster truck things and getting all of his friends to come with him. And they totally were into it. Like every year they would go. They were like nuts about it. It's apparently a lot of fun. I can see it being a lot of fun.
Yeah. I went to one when I was younger and it was crazy. It was like dirty and loud and crazy and it was really neat.
That sounds about right.
Yeah.
I mean, are you looking up the answer? Busted.
Just absentmindedly looking at the questions I had.
Florida, Georgia, Mississippi, Tennessee, Alabama, South Carolina. 6 sounds like a good number.
Yeah.
I mean, it could be more. I'm sure the Pacific Northwest wants some of that action. That sweet, sweet monster truckness.
You want to say 8?
Sure. Well, let's split this difference. Let's go 7.
7.
Okay. We're going to say 7.
The correct answer is 9.
Man, I can't believe we actually came that close. Because, that could be one of those things where there's fucking 20.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, who the fuck knows?
People buying into Gravedigger franchises.
Right?
Yeah, I'll buy a Gravedigger truck. All right, that's it for the second round.
That's it.
All right, we're going to be back with our last question each and nothing more and nothing less. We'll see you then. And we're back with the last question. We are going to go through. I'm going to start this round, if you guys don't mind. So we each get a go.
After you, sir.
That works.
Fantastic. All right, here is your last question for this evening. What native Florida plant has large, leathery, stiff, and roundish leaves from 4 to 8 inches and can grow up to 35 feet tall in frost-free zones?
I can't remember the name of it, but there's a plant that I'm thinking of that has, like, rounder leaves. Like, they kind of come to a point, but they do have that kind of, like, stiff feel. I can't remember the name of it, though, and I don't even know if it would get to be that big. We've got pines.
Mm-hmm. There's the
pines. That's it.
Is it the sea grape? Is that the one that has the big round leaves?
Sea grape, I think, are round.
I know that
fruit. I don't know. Can they be 4 to 8 inches? But I think sea grape definitely has round leaves.
I think so.
It's native.
Mm-hmm.
Do we want to roll with it?
Yeah.
Okay. We will go with sea grape.
Sea grape is correct.
What? All right.
Yes. Last second, Fletcher comes through, mumbling softly, sea grape. His voice carried on the winds into the ocean. Good job. Way to sauce.
Wow.
All right.
I'm proud of us.
That's my husband.
Little
right
Miss
there.
Chris. Yeah, it is.
It me.
Hit you.
So this is not a numbers question.
Thank God.
Actually, it'll just be really hard. I want a numbers question.
Give me a
All right. Well, you know what? Sharks have electroreceptors. These are jelly-like pores that help them detect electrical fields in the water. And it's been referred to as basically their sixth sense. What is this called?
What is this called?
The sense
this
itself.
This group of the electroreceptors.
Shark electroreceptors.
I feel like I'm absolutely no good here.
I'm drawing a big old fat blank.
Apparently, it's what really helps them like hone in on something in the water, because they can go directly to where.
Because they can sense the electrical fields of it.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
Yeah, I don't know if it's something I've ever even heard of.
Sharkdar.
Sharkdar.
It's going to be something that I've never heard of, and I'm just like, I was useless, or it's going to be something where I was like, why did I not think of that?
Jaws sense.
I mean, it's like a scientific name, right?
Yes.
Yeah, it's not like a nickname.
Right.
If
you've ever seen the great movie Deep Blue Sea, I think they mention it in there.
Deep Blue Sea?
So what?
They ate me. They fucking ate me. Drunk bitch. I saw maybe half of Deep Blue Sea. I don't remember it.
We watched it one night, like just completely on a lark.
Well, what were they called? Is that where you got this question?
I have always been fascinated with sharks.
You have
so
no
I've
idea.
Probably known this since I was really little.
Chris Shark.
Kristen Shark. He hates that song. So
I've never
much.
Heard it.
For the longest time, I've maintained that she made it up because she mentioned it one day, and I'd never heard about it. And she's like, yeah, this is a big popular song. I'm like, I've never heard it. You're making that up. And then immediately after that, I started hearing it and seeing it everywhere. And I'm like, you're going to great lengths to, you know, keep this, you know, ruse going.
Yeah, it was at, he heard it at Joe and Whitney, Baby Lucas's shower. Mm. And since then, he just gives me the evil eye.
And you congratulate her on perpetrating this grand, elaborate...
This grand illusion.
Illusion.
Electric receptors. I have no idea. I don't even know what to guess.
I got nothing. Absolutely nothing at all. Yeah. Shark electro bits.
We'll go with electro bits.
The correct answer is, and I apologize if I am mispronouncing it, Ampullae of Lorenzini.
What the fuck is that?
Okay, I've heard that.
So that is the name
okay.
for all of these receptors.
That.
Okay.
So that's all your fault.
Yes.
I was of no help. I was a babe in the woods. Okay, yeah, that was that's a great question. That was a tough one. Fletcher, you have a number of questions to choose from.
They're all number questions.
Beautiful. Perfect.
No.
Let's do it, question
this
Zaddy.
This episode is brought to you by
the
numerology.
What is the official city bird of Madison, Wisconsin?
Jesus Christ. City bird. City bird. How did you come up with city bird and state? I had state insect. That's funny.
That's just pure synchronicity.
There you go.
We're so in sync.
We are. Must be
I'm so Backstreet Boys.
I'm Joey Fat One.
So, city bird of Madison, Wisconsin.
City bird.
Mm-hmm. Pick a fucking bird. Hmm. Like, I, you know, who the fuck knows?
They got birds? What kind of birds they got?
They got all kinds of birds.
Hmm.
Put a bird on it.
Put a bird on it.
Turkey?
I'd love if that was the city bird.
Turkey? Could it be the turkey bird?
Turkey jerky?
I feel like it's something like blue jay, cardinal, something maybe smaller than a turkey.
I mean, I have no idea. Turkey's just funny. Yeah, I mean, if you want to go with cardinal or blue jay or something like that, I just thought that maybe it would be something funny, but we can go with one of those.
All right, yeah, I don't know. I don't really have anything.
St. Louis Cardinals. We should go with blue jay if we're going to go with either of them. Well, Toronto Blue Jays.
Yeah, would that be too close for Toronto?
Well, Wisconsin's right by Canada.
Mm-hmm.
So if we're going to go with a popular bird like that, we can go with that.
Right there in the near Canada zone.
We'll go with blue jays?
The NCZ. Yeah, let's go with Blue Jays.
Blue Jays.
Oh, it is a funny one. It's the pink plastic flamingo.
I hate my life.
Briefly, a flamingo popped into my head and I was like, that's stupid. Dismissed.
Now just imagine if it was a fucking fake plastic one.
Yeah, I feel even dumber. Yeah. Okay. Well,
I guess that wraps it up. Thank you guys both for coming.
Thank you for having
Thank
us.
Thank you.
How did you guys feel about the process of putting together your questions? Was it daunting at all? Did you feel comfortable? Or
it was a little daunting just because I was trying to do it at work. Mm-hmm. But it was fun. It's neat to try and put things together. And like I said, I was like, oh, let me start with this easier question. And you're like, oh, pff. So it's just really neat to kind of get into that process and that mindset a little bit. Try to see what people might be able to figure out.
I had a lot of fun with it, gathering from different sources, fact-checking, double-checking against myself. I'm a bit of a perfectionist, so, like, running through the questions themselves in different ways and seeing, like, because I had some questions that I did scrap because they could be answered multiple different ways. You know, the answer I had was technically valid, but...
Right.
Yeah. All right, that concludes this episode of the No Nonsense Trivia Podcast. My name is Quizmaster Mark. You can catch me hosting at Nice Guys Pizza on Wednesdays. No Nonsense Trivia is live Wednesdays at Bury Me Brewing, also in Fort Myers, and that one starts at 7 o'clock and each and every Thursday evening at Number 3 Craft Brews and Beer Bar in downtown Cape Coral. That show starts at 7:30. Thanks for listening. Join us every Monday morning for a new episode by subscribing to No Nonsense Trivia Podcast on your favorite podcast platform, of which there are many. Spotify,
Castro.
Etc. Castro, it's been a while since we mentioned them. You can support the No-No by sharing our podcast with a friend on your social media accounts. You could also leave us a review on your favorite podcast platform. You can support the podcast on Patreon by visiting our website, thenono.com, that's thekanownow.com, and clicking the support link at the top, which will take you to our Patreon page. We get some freebies there. Well, I guess they're not freebies if you're paying for them, but we've got some bonus content there for you.
Money, please.
Don't forget
money,
thank please. Your patrons.
Oh, yeah. Thank you to our Patreon supporters for helping us out with the show. Thanks to our quiz daddies, Tommy from the Electric Mud and Tim from San Diego, a member of the trivia team going by Pat's Garden Service. Thanks to our team captains. Thanks to our team captains, Fletcher and Kristen, of who they are both present. Thank you guys very much. We very, very much appreciate it. Thanks to our proverbial lightkeepers, Elise, Aaron, Sarah, Brina, Carly, Christopher, Josh, Max, Lucas, Sean, Sherry, and Gil. Big thanks also to our Rumpel Snailskins, Michael C. and Michael J., who have been supporting us pretty much since the beginning, along with you guys. So thank you guys very much. If you'd like to support the podcast and get access to bonus content for this podcast, go to thenono.com and click support. You can also write us with a rate my question or a miscorrection at nononsensetrivia@gmail.com. And please follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube at No Nonsense Trivia, and on Twitter at No Non Triv.
Trivia.
No Non Trivia. Is it trivia? Because he has No Non Triv here.
He said it earlier, and I double checked, and I know he's mentioned it before that it is actually No Nonsense, No Non Trivia.
Thank you very much. Triv. And we have a Facebook group you can join as well to chat with our listeners. Just search for No Nonsense Trivia Podcast on that. And Lee and I are also involved in that, so you can talk to us if you have any questions or anything. And finally, don't forget to leave us a rating on iTunes and Stitcher. 5 stars only.
How many stars again?
5 stars, please.
Four's okay?
No. Four won't do. I appreciate it. You're close. But we're going to need five stars.
I've got four stars to give.
You're going to have to find another star. I'm afraid. Just pluck one out of the sky.
Put a Craigslist ad.
Until next week, no nonsense listeners. Have an absolutely fantastic week. We'll be back next week with Lee in tow.
Bye-bye.